Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. If you are new to my channel, you have to know first of all that this channel concentrates on things I love about Poland and things that fascinate me, which I'm really happy to share with you the world. Today, I am coming to you with sort of a Polish snack review. And right here in front of me, I've got two little sweet snacks that will always be synonymous with my fabulous first year in Poland, and they are near and dear to my heart. If you didn't know it already, I love taking an annual summer trip to the Polish seaside. My very first seaside destination was at a town called Świnoujście near the German border back in 2000. My friends and I took the 9-hour train ride from Częstochowa, and I remember clearly, I definitely didn't pack enough food to eat on that long train ride. I recall being about 2 hours from the final destination and I was starving. But the train stopped just long enough for me to run to a little kiosk kind of booth shop at a train station for doing some quick shopping. I ran in, I bought some rolls and cheese, and I was really craving peanut M&Ms for some reason. Sadly, the shop owner told me he had no M&Ms, but you know, he reached down and he picked up two bags of these, exactly these, and recommended that I try them. I had no idea what I was getting. I just thought, heck, I'm really hungry. Let's give it a try. Well, I tried one, I tried another, and before I knew it, both bags were gone. My friends and I spent 5 days at the seaside together, and I got so addicted to these that I had to pick up a new bag, a few bags every day, and I took it to the beach to munch on. And I have to admit though, I haven't eaten these since 2000, since that trip. But it's 21 years later, and I'm really curious if they taste the same today. Will these bring back memories of that first beach trip in Poland? We're going to find out right now, right after this. Before we try these little guys, I'd like to point out that yes, I know that this is a candy for kids. Yes, I know it's unhealthy and strange for a 45-year-old guy to be into such things, but you know, it's just part of living here. The packaging hasn't changed at all over the years. The company that makes this candy is a company called Skawa Wadowice. The Skawa company has been making delicious candies since 1909, and no, I'm not promoting them today. You can go to their website and see all that they offer. I've only tried these two flavors, but as you can see on the website, they have a lot more in their inventory. And if the name Wadowice doesn't jump out at you, it certainly should. Wadowice is the hometown of the late Pope John Paul II. And I have to tell you, having been to Wadowice many times, it is a beautiful, beautiful town to visit. I would easily place it in my top 10 must-see destinations in Poland. Anyways, here we go. The first bag we have here is a blue bag, and it has the name Marynarz on it. Marynarz means a sailor. The flavor is śmietankowy, which is a creamy, sweet milk flavor. The other bag I have says Corsage on it. And a Corsage, I didn't know this, is a pirate or a buccaneer. And I still honestly don't know the difference between a pirate and a buccaneer. Anyway, Kokosowy is the flavor of this one. And you know, these bags are tiny. They're just about 70 grams each. And they're relatively cheap. They cost about 2 zloty or about 55 cents. So let's get started today by trying out our first bag of the draże. Draże, by the way, are something like draggies or drops. Not quite sure the right English word for draże. But let's cut this open and give it a try. They're very tiny. It's amazing in this 70 grams how much they can pack in here. But they are just little white balls, just like this. They are delicious. Let's try them. 21 years. Let's see how this tastes. This tastes really, it brings me back to the beach, of course. It absolutely does. It brings back that first year of being on the train. Absolutely. But it also brings back memories of my mother preparing delicious treats in America with sweetened condensed milk. Eagle's sweetened condensed milk. I would always ask for the can and I would take a spoon and just eat that. It tastes like a dried up sweetened condensed milk ball. It's really what it tastes like. It is super sweet. Almost a little bit like a Malteser, if you know that candy, the chocolate Malteser. A tiny little sweet, sweetened condensed ball. Delicious. The next one we're gonna try out today is our Kokosowy Corsage Buccaneer bag of sweets. These are quite different. They're totally brown and chocolate looking. I don't really remember what these taste like. This will be like trying it the first time. One word, Bounty. Bounty chocolate bar. It tastes like Bounty in a really dried form. You've got the same coconut flavor inside. And the chocolate even tastes a lot like the Bounty chocolate. It's a milk chocolate kind of covering. Really good. Both of them together, the creamy Smetankovo flavor together with the Kokosova, the coconut flavor. It's a good combination. I filled up on these on the beach and it really does bring back those beach memories. All right, so that was my review of these delicious little treats. You know, living here over all the years, it's impossible not to notice that big international candy companies like Nestle and companies like Mars, they're taking over, they're pushing Polish products off the shelves. And, you know, every time I walk past these little candies, that memory comes to the back of my mind. And I'm so glad that I picked a few up and tried them with you. If you're interested in trying them, I'm going to put a link in my description so you can order them online. Again, kind of a different video today, something near and dear to my heart. These little candies, they'll always mean Poland for me in those first years. So I'm curious if you like these or if you don't like these, if you've tried them and you have something to say, put it in the comments section so we can all read your comments. I want to thank you for watching. Stay tuned for future episodes that are on the way. If you have not subscribed to my channel yet, click the button right here on our Pirate Buccaneer so you don't miss out on future episodes. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.